The Prime Minister and opposition leader have come together for what they hope will be a large step towards constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians. The Referendum Council has been revealed by Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten to guide the process towards a successful vote. Mark Liebler is the co-chair of the new Referendum Council and he joins me now in the RN Drive studio. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
Now, Mark, you were the co-chair with Patrick Dodson on the expert panel that first considered this issue under the Gillard government. Do you have a great sense of deja vu?
A very great sense of deja vu. People used to talk about it taking 10 years in order to get the 1967 referendum through. Well, we've been going at it now for 5 years.
So does that mean you think it'll take another five?
No, it doesn't, because I think every situation is different. But I think the important thing about this referendum is we've got to get it right. There's too much talk about, you know, time deadlines and deadlines for reports and deadlines for this and that. The important thing with this referendum is we've got to get it right and we've got to get it to a point where we're confident that, in fact, it'll be carried.
Well, you and Patrick Dodson and many other people came together with an expert panel report that thought it did get it right, recommended it to the government of the day, and there was no response. What makes you think that you're going to get a better response this time round?
Well, I'm not sure that it's fair to say there was no response. There was a further joint parliamentary committee that had a look at it and came up with some alternatives. I think the important thing now is to get all of the alternative proposals up there before the people, let people talk about it, let them discuss it. But more important than anything else is there's got to be discussion amongst Indigenous people and you've got to get mainstream Indigenous leadership to come to some conclusion, because otherwise it's pointless proceeding.
Megan Davis, who is on the Referendum Council with you and was also on the expert panel with you, you've done this before and you'll do it again together, was on ABC's AM program this morning saying that, well, there might not be any point in having a referendum at all if it doesn't satisfy the Indigenous community, that the Indigenous community wants substantive reform. They're not minimalists. They don't want to bother if it's a minimalist option. Is that how you're entering this process as well, well aware of that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been aware of this right from the beginning. I was aware of this very early on into the expert panel process, which now commenced some 5 years ago. The important elements here are, first of all, bipartisanship. I think we've got bipartisanship in general terms as to the need for constitutional recognition of our Indigenous Australians. The second thing which this process will be working on is getting Indigenous people to come together to see what they will accept, what they won't accept. And at the same time, there's got to be some process of interaction with the government and the opposition. And we've got to find a way of bringing that together. And let me say that it was a great pleasure and a privilege for me to serve on the expert panel with Patrick Dodson. And I'm delighted to be serving with him again.
Do you think that the government, the political masters, if you like, that will have to end up making some kind of decision about what they take forward, are alive to how much at risk this could be if a minimalist model is adopted, given Indigenous people are becoming more and more agitated that they think that they're being forced almost through a long-winded process to settle on something minimalist?
I think the government is aware of this, and I think the government is aware of the fact that this has become a highly emotional issue because of all the effort that's been put into it and all the discussion. The polling that's been done in general terms reflects the fact that, you know, Australia's population is strongly favours some form of recognition.
It's generally thought and recognised that constitutional recognition has somewhat lost its momentum. I've got to say, I've been, as you know, reporting on this for a long time. I feel like it's lost its momentum. Do you think it has?
No, I don't think that's right. I think it hasn't lost its momentum because I think the polling that's been taken out demonstrates the fact that it's still something which is very popular, and if we can get the right model up, it will be carried. That's what I believe. But essential to that is not simply bipartisanship, but what it requires is a prime minister and a leader of the opposition that are prepared to actually go out championing this. And if they do that, then I'm confident that a referendum along those lines can be carried, even if you have a few parliamentarians here and there against it, and even if there is a no case.
Have you given up on the May 2017 referendum date? Do you think that's too soon?
No, my attitude to timelines is they're second order issues. The important thing is to get the model right, to get the model accepted by Aboriginal people, to get the model accepted by the government and the opposition. Once we've got that there, then we can talk about timelines. It is counterproductive to try and force this into the prism of a timeline. What's much more important is to make sure that we get it right.
On RN Drive, my guest is Mark Liebler. He is the co-chair of the Referendum Council. He was the co-chair a few years ago of the expert panel, which also looked at changing the constitution to recognise Indigenous people. Mark, the council is made up of 16 well-known Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. It's a very broad church. Do you think you can really get consensus, or do you think it'll be full of conflict?
We had a pretty broad church last time round on the expert panel, and we ended up with a unanimous report. All of these people, with of course the exception of yours truly, are very, very distinguished, and I've got no doubt that we should be able to get up some sort of a consensus.
The National Congress of Australia's First Peoples is not represented on the council, and they've called it a slight on Indigenous people across the country. Now, they are the national elected body. Was that a mistake?
Look, there is, in addition, going to be a reference group which will have input into the process, and I'm sure that they will be very prominently represented in that reference group.
Pat Dodson will co-chair the council, and you've co-chaired before. You've known him for a long time. You're close allies. Would it have been better to have an Indigenous woman as co-chair? Why do you think the government decided to go with both of you, with all due respect, again?
Well, I can't talk about me. That's a little bit difficult. But I can say that Patrick Dodson is, I think, without any question, I mean, he's the father of reconciliation. He's the most prominent and most highly respected Indigenous person in this country. And as far as I'm concerned, the government made precisely the right choice in choosing Patrick Dodson.
Do you think Malcolm Turnbull will do this differently to Tony Abbott? Do you hope that he will move it along further than Tony Abbott was able to?
We don't know what Tony Abbott might have ended up doing had he still been in his role as Prime Minister. But I get the sense that Malcolm Turnbull understands the importance of this and will make an effort to get something positive through.
Mark, many thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
And that's Mark Liebler. He's the co-chair of the Referendum Council, which has just been announced by Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio till 7:30.